Hi, I'm Sarah Flower with KSUT News. Today, Fort Lewis College is announcing mandating vaccines for the fall of 2021. This puts Fort Lewis College the first in the state and one of the top few in the nation of higher education that is deciding to mandate vaccines. Joining us today to talk about this is President of Fort Lewis College, Tom Stridicus.
Well, Sarah, thanks for the time. As you know, and many of our listeners know, Fort Lewis has done an amazing job of keeping campus open. Our faculty and staff have made sacrifices to have in-person learning. Over 70% of our classes have been in-person. And our students have really been leaders in all of the mitigation efforts that are necessary to control COVID. We've had this massive testing program that people probably know about in our region as well. But the reality is all that work has come at a cost. It's come at a cost of students' connection to each other. It's come at a cost of students' connection to faculty. And the availability of vaccine, the safety of the vaccine, seem to us to be the best path for working towards what would be a normal fall semester in the coming fall. So, you know, we took a risk in May of last year when we said we're going to be in person. And we worked really hard to get there. And in some sense, this is a risk, but we think it is the best path to ensure our students having an experience at Fort Lewis College, which is what they love, hands-on learning, engaging with our faculty, an inclusive environment, and a really personalized environment for our students.
Tom, as you know, Fort Lewis College represents over 180 Native American and Alaskan Indian tribes throughout the country. And as we've seen, the Native American community has been so disproportionately affected by this pandemic. I'm curious, how much of a role did protecting our tribes play in deciding to mandate vaccines?
As you said, over 40% of our students are Native American, and many of those communities were the hardest hit by the virus. I think that's why our mitigation procedures, our distancing and our masking were so taken up by our students, because they wanted to care for their broader communities. And the vaccine is yet another way to do that. We also had incredible leadership from Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute in our region in terms of their help in vaccinating students who were eligible through Indian Health Services, not only Southern Ute students, but they made their vaccine available to other Native American students from other tribes across the nation, as well as our faculty who work with those students. So the idea of the vaccine and the availability of the vaccine has been socialized in our community, maybe a bit more than others. And I think that helped us, their leadership helped us come to this decision here today as we made the call to make this move.
I'm assuming that not everybody is going to love this decision to mandate vaccines. Are you prepared for some backlash around this decision?
Folks may not know, but Fort Lewis requires the MMR vaccine. And in that policy, we make people can file religious, medical, or other ADA exemptions. This COVID vaccine policy will, of course, have those exemptions in it. And, you know, people's reaction to the vaccine, I think, is different today here in April than maybe it was in November. Let's remember that over 145 million doses of the vaccine have been given. And let's remember, this is probably one of the most studied vaccines in the history of the world. So I think we have a good sense that this is a safe vaccine. We have a good sense that this is a very effective vaccine. And we believe that by moving in this direction, we can return campus to the normal student life that our students are craving and missing it. And they've done an amazing job at keeping everything going, but they're missing that human connection that comes from, frankly, seeing someone smile without a mask on.
Part of keeping everybody safe, too, is making sure everybody is vaccinated. Is this mandate reaching across beyond students and including faculty and staff?
You know, we've had tremendous take up with our student facing faculty and staff with the vaccine. Again, partly because of our amazing partnership with the Southern Ute. So we were able to, even ahead of the governor's putting us on the list, and we thank the governor for that, vaccinate a ton of faculty and staff who are student-facing. So we're going to continue to push that any faculty and staff who are student-facing get the vaccine. And we are discussing with our board what the best way to do that in light of employment law and other factors that would factor into that decision.
This announcement makes Fort Lewis College the first in the state and one of the few in the nation that are officially deciding to move forward with vaccines this fall. I know there's a lot of other higher institutions that are thinking, well, maybe we're discussing it, we're working with our board. I want to talk about this decision for you and your staff to commit to this choice for fall of 2021.
Well, from the very beginning of COVID, what we found is the more we can communicate with students, the more we can educate students, the more we can be transparent about what we're thinking, that the better it is. And if you've been on our campus in Durango, you have, Sarah, and you know it really well, there's just a caring ethos that permeates faculty and staff and their work with our students. And so we felt that this was the best way to keep our community safe. We felt that this was the best way to keep our faculty and staff doing their best work. And when I talked to our student government leaders around this decision, you know, they said, what breaks my heart is that a first-year student coming to Fort Lewis College may not have the experience that I had as a first-year student 3 or 4 years ago. And so we get that people might be uncomfortable with this. We get that there might be some concern. But what we showed in our mitigation process was that we were willing to make sacrifices for the greater good. And I think this is a perfect time to do it for our students and for our community.
It's curious, too, to see Fort Lewis College right now as a leader and maybe the bigger universities, certainly across the state, as Fort Lewis is leading this idea in charge of mandating vaccines for the fall. Are you in communication with CU and CSU, and are they kind of looking at you for all of this?
Across the nation, I think higher ed leaders and their boards will be having these conversations. There's obviously a host of considerations that everyone has to make that are unique to their particular communities. And the leaders have to make the best decision for what is best for their students, for their communities, for their faculty and staff. For us, again, given how hard hit many of the communities that we serve have been, we just felt like this was the best move to really ensure that we can return to the things that we love and give us the best chance to do that.
There's something magical happening right now in Southwest Colorado in terms of vaccine rollout. I mean, we're leading the state in Southwest Colorado of vaccination rollout, and then now taking the charge in higher education of continuing this trajectory of keeping everybody safe. It's really interesting here.
Well, I don't know that, you know, being first is always a good thing. So we want to go into this decision knowing that, you know, we're going to learn some things. We may make some mistakes. And so, but I will say San Juan Basin Public Health and, you know, our Southern Ute and Ute Mountain have been incredible leaders on this front and have been incredible stewards of our region. So I think we've also been inspired by them, frankly, the leadership role that they've played. And you know, we're going to walk into this humbly, just like we did with our COVID mitigation work. We had good success in essence, but we know how quickly all of this can change. And so, Sarah, it's important for our listeners to know that, you know, if something changes with the variant or if the vaccine proves ineffective, like, we're going to continue to stay on top of this and make adjustments as needed, as we have done throughout the last 12 months.
Tom Stridicus, president of Fort Lewis College, is there anything else that you'd like to add for us here today?
I just want to thank our faculty and staff for their amazing contribution to keeping Fort Lewis open, to keeping it in person, and to really our students for being leaders in this front. And I'm interested and excited to engage with them as we chart this next chapter in dealing with this global pandemic.
Tom Stridicus, thanks for your time and for joining us here on KSUT.